Imagine a world where the most powerful economic entities, global corporations, direct their immense resources towards solving our most pressing challenges. This isn't just idealistic thinking, it's the new business reality. Companies that embrace inclusion and sustainability aren't merely doing good, they're positioning themselves for long-term prosperity in a rapidly changing marketplace. The corporate boardroom has become ground zero for global transformation, with decisions affecting everything from wealth distribution to climate action. These boards determine who gets employed, which suppliers receive contracts, where retirement portfolios are invested, and ultimately how our collective future unfolds. This power carries profound responsibility, not just ethically, but financially. As stakeholder capitalism gains unprecedented momentum, the question isn't whether corporations should address global challenges, but how they can do so most effectively while creating shared prosperity. We're extracting resources at an alarming rate, currently requiring 1.7 years to regenerate what we consume annually. Without changes, we'll need three Earths by 2050. This environmental crisis represents both an existential threat and a tremendous business opportunity. Climate change functions as an accelerant of instability and a threat multiplier, with market forces providing a powerful mechanism for planetary salvation. Companies are finding innovative paths forward. Train Technologies evolved from an equipment manufacturer to a climate innovator, providing decarbonization consulting that combines facility and financial engineering, transforming sustainability from a risk to a revenue opportunity. Intel develops technologies for smart cities through microgrids that operate locally and facilitate transitions between renewable sources without disruption. The economic stakes are staggering. The World Bank warns ecosystem collapse could reduce global GDP by $2.7 trillion by 2030, while nature smart policies could increase it by $100 to $150 billion. For food and agriculture companies, climate change threatens production through extreme weather. Environmental stewardship isn't just ethical, it's essential for business survival. The wealth gap represents a critical global threat. 52% of global income flows to the richest 10%, while the poorest half earn only 8.5%. Wealth ownership is even more skewed, 76% held by the richest tenth versus just 2% by the bottom half. This growing disparity undermines economic development, drives health problems, increases crime, and fuels authoritarian movements. These challenges, however, present significant opportunities. Companies achieve strategic growth by helping advance people from poverty to middle class, accessing new markets, and driving innovation. Mobile money technology exemplifies this potential. In Kenya, registered accounts reached 67.9 million by 2022, exceeding the country's population. This innovation enables easier credit access, increases consumption, improves food security, and reduces extreme poverty. As Hamdi Udulkaya notes, once a refugee gets a job, that's the moment they stop being a refugee. His tent partnership mobilizes over 300 multinational companies to improve the lives of 36 million displaced people. Companies hiring refugees benefit from greater creativity, higher productivity, increased retention, and better marketing opportunities. The business case for inclusion isn't just compelling, it's overwhelming. Educational neglect threatens economic growth, with pandemic learning losses potentially reducing global GDP by $1.6 trillion annually by 2040. For businesses, a well-educated workforce determines global competitiveness, especially in STEM fields needed to address major global challenges. The opportunity gap is significant. Computer and IT jobs are growing faster than average, with median salaries twice the national median, over $120,000 for network architects and $100,000-plus for security analysts and software developers. Yet Black Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, and American Indians remain underrepresented in these fields. Women comprise only 28% of STEM positions, with even lower representation in the highest paying roles. companies are responding with innovative solutions. HP's Digital Equity Accelerator expands technology access for marginalized communities through partnerships with local organizations. Girls Who Code has served 500,000-plus students, half from diverse backgrounds, with alumni earning computer science degrees at 7 times the national average. These initiatives aren't merely charitable. They're building the essential talent pipeline businesses need. Companies have multiple stakes in healthcare outcomes. They need healthy, productive employees. They aim to reduce healthcare costs. They benefit when employees aren't distracted by family health concerns. And they seek expanded markets among healthy consumers with purchasing power. Well-functioning healthcare systems create robust economies where businesses thrive. The innovation potential is enormous. UPS created a bi-directional infrastructure connecting 20 hospitals with thousands of clinics in Africa, enabling medicine delivery and lab sample transport. Their Drones for Health initiative has revolutionized vaccine access in challenging regions, delivering 1.5 billion vaccines to countries with the lowest vaccination rates across Africa since March 2021. Corporate partnerships multiply impact. When Mothers to Mothers was rapidly growing its HIV prevention program, Pfizer deployed global health fellows who established essential financial, HR, payroll, communications, and monitoring systems. HP created a mobile technology solution converting paper records to digital. These partnerships didn't just save lives, they built sustainable healthcare delivery systems that strengthen economies. Human rights have evolved from moral aspirations to business imperatives. By 2021, they became a regulatory matter with SEC disclosure requirements, while companies face increasing legal risks over worker rights violations. Forced labor affects over 27.6 million people globally, including 3.3 million children, presenting serious supply chain risks. Forward-thinking companies are taking proactive approaches. In 2004, Carlson became the first U.S.-based global hospitality company to sign the Code of Conduct for the Protection of Children from Sexual Exploitation in Travel and Tourism. Despite concerns about legal exposure, CEO Marilyn Carlson Nelson proceeded because it was the right thing to do. This required massive training investment across 1,300 hotels in 16 countries and adding anti-trafficking clauses to supplier contracts. These efforts extend beyond compliance to creating better business environments. BSR's HR project, established in 2007, improves workplace conditions for women through health, financial inclusion, and gender equality initiatives, reaching over 1 million women across 17 countries. These programs don't just protect human rights, they enhance productivity, reduce turnover, and strengthen supply chains, making the business case for human rights protection clearer than ever. Diverse boards deliver better financial outcomes. Recent progress is evident. 46% of new directors in 2022 are women, 46% are from diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds, and 18% are under 50. Companies now seek expertise in ESG, technology, digital, and cybersecurity beyond traditional C-suite experience. The financial impact is substantial. McKinsey reports companies could access an additional $300 billion annually by better serving Black households in the U.S. Black consumer spending has grown 5% annually over 2 decades, outpacing white household spending growth 3%. ESG frameworks increasingly drive investment decisions, with research showing positive associations between climate performance and financial outcomes. ESG assets may reach $53 trillion by 2025, a third of global assets under management, as investors recognize these approaches mitigate risks while growing value. Progress requires collaboration among businesses, NGOs, and governments. The business of business is no longer just business. It's building a better world. Those who lead this transformation won't just change history. They'll secure their place in our collective future.